Take it away.
Can the outside selection committee has one change? Rider in, wide out. How right would they be?
They're very accurate.
Did you think of anything?
100% spot on.
Did you think of anything else?
Yeah, we certainly did. We spoke about some other opportunities that may have presented, because our, you know, the Magpies played a really strong game the week before at Norwood, but, you know, bar the last 15 minutes of the last week's game, we think we've played in the last 2 weeks two really strong teams, and, you know, we've probably got an accurate measure of what we need to do and where we need to go.
Is White injured? Kenner, is he just going back to this?
No, he's just going back. I mean, Whitey was probably... got in just a bit of luck, because Paddy obviously done something silly, and then obviously Paddy was always coming back in, and he was pretty much aware of what the situation was.
With the weather maybe being a bit like it is at the moment tomorrow night, is there any chance he might make a late change, maybe go one extra small?
We can't go much smaller. We're pretty small as it is, so I don't think with what the weather will be, what it is. Usually you pick a side and you back it in no matter what, I reckon, and that's, you know, it's because you've got system and structure that you work towards.
What about that system and structure and attack? What are you thinking there? Is it still challenging because you can't use Jackson in attack because of Homsha's?
Yeah, well, that causes one of the concerns, but we think we can use Jackson in attack. No, I don't think there's an issue with this week not being able to use Jacko and Paddy and Charlie in a bit more of a three-way rotation. So, you know, our backs have done a good job over the first 4 weeks against some size at times, but we know it's about the sum of the whole, not the individual, and that's key for us. Yes, that's right. But he'll be still playing, but because the Magpies play Saturday.
Full line of Sam Palpepper as a first year player. What are you thinking there?
Oh, no, I think he's doing what most younger players do. They come in, they can, you know, certainly get hold of what the game's about a little bit, and then they get challenged a little bit. I expect Sam to respond again this week. I think he looks pretty proud and tough young man, and I think he'll come out and bounce into the game pretty confidently tomorrow night, and hopefully get the result that the team needs, and then, you know, that will reflect hopefully for him individually.
Is it a situation with young players, you've got to sort of monitor their workloads, Ken? You might have to just put him back in the sand for 1 week at some stage of the season?
Oh, look, maybe that's a chance, but, you know, no one's guaranteed a spot in the side, whether you're a young player or an old player, so you've just got to earn your right in the team, and if you continue to do that, you stay in the side.
Ken, what about Jack Honch? How far away is he? A couple of weeks to...
Next week, we think. We're pretty confident. Well, no, I won't say we're pretty confident. We're hopeful, very hopeful that he'll be available next week. I spoke to him on Tuesday and he was progressing really well.
How do you judge Robbie Gray at the moment?
Pretty well. I think, like the team, Robbie's not dissimilar to the team. We've been okay. We've played some strong stuff at certain times, but we haven't consistently played four quarters against the best teams. And, you know, Robbie's one of the players, not the only player. I think Robbie, you know, gets talked about a bit because he's got such high standards, but he's still been a pretty reasonable player for us throughout the first 4 weeks.
I think the talk now is not about what his standard is, but rather what his capability is. Is he stressed out by carrying that groin, or is he...
No, there's nothing wrong with him, Rich. I mean, we should stop talking about Robbie being... There's nothing wrong with Robbie Gray. Robbie Gray's had sore groins for my 4.5 years here. They're not new. That's just because, you know, his form's fluctuated. We've played him in slightly different positions. We all want to bring up there's an injury. There's no mystery injury with Robbie Gray. Robbie's fine. That doesn't mean Robbie will stay fine all year. People do get injured, but right now he's not dealing with anything different than he's always dealt with in my time here and in my knowledge.
Ken, I think the last 2 years, Carlton, we've lost by less than a goal. They've been really, you know, pendulum swinging losses for you. Does that give you any extra motivation to get on over tomorrow?
No, it doesn't really. Unfortunately for us, that's the facts. You know, they've been able to beat us the last couple of times, so that in itself suggests to us that we need to be at our absolute best. But you are in this competition every week. We just talked about it as a group. It's a tough and even competition. There appears to be a couple of sides that are pretty dominant, and then there appears to be a wide open competition, and we know that, and we respect that, so we don't disrespect any side we play against, and we're going to try and do our absolute best to play at our most damaging football tomorrow night.
Do you sense you're being judged more in the next 2 weeks than the previous four?
Absolutely. Because
of what has happened with those two clubs.
Hard to hide from it, isn't it? You know, that's exactly what people want to talk about, and that's a reasonable thing for you to do in your jobs, is to ask those questions. For us, it's about controlling what we can control, and that is this week's performance, not last year's performance or the year before's performance. It's about tomorrow night's performance.
So at the end of it, what do you want to see at Port Adelaide? What shouldn't be defined by these two?
A fairly consistent route, like we have in the first 4 weeks. You know, if we look over we don't want to look different tomorrow night. Other than the last couple of weeks, we want to be in front at the end of the scoreboard. We want to play a pretty solid game of football, and that's what we have to play every week. We need to improve in a couple of areas. We've had some good good lessons in the last couple of weeks to show us where we can still look for those, you know, significant improvements, and hopefully we can display some of that again tomorrow night. But I think overall we just need to be what we are, and that's, you know, we have to be consistent in our effort.
Considering where Brendan Bolton's building Carlton, and he's put a pretty strong emphasis on that tackling, is this a good sign of what you're going to get out of stoppage, the way you move away from stoppage?
Oh, you know,
has it been an issue in the past, that second movement of yours?
Yeah, no, it's, look, we've been a little up and a little down in both, you know, four games. If you look over the four games, we've been showed up against a couple of the better teams and in a couple of quarters, probably, you know, well, maybe not even quarters, maybe a couple of half of quarters, and, you know, we've not been able to stand up at the right time. But overall, I think, you know, we've been pretty strong, and we need to bring that again. We're a good, strong tackling team, Carl. Every team in the competition, look, it's a fierce game. Every team should bring some, you know, malice or intensity to the contest. We certainly need to do that tomorrow.
And more of what it will show of you, how you move the ball from stoppage?
No, I don't think so. I think our stoppage method's pretty locked into the way we'd like to move it. It's just a matter of being able to execute it under the most pressure that we can, you know, face.
Mark Murphy's in ripping form. Are you likely to go head to head with him like an ollie,
maybe? Oh, no, we're likely to try and stop their midfield, because if you look at their midfield with Gibbs, Cribbs, Murphy, they're three outstanding players, and then they've got certainly some depth underneath that as well. But we, you know, we and Cruiser to help them along the way. They're a damaging group. They're, you know, they're rebuilding as a club, is what everyone's saying. But I look at that group of midfielders and go, not too much rebuilding going there. I reckon they're a pretty strong midfield group, and we'd all be pretty happy to have them.
Is that why Brad Ebert goes back to his traditional tagging role?
Traditional?
That's an interesting call.
He's played a few run with roles in the past, but I wouldn't call it traditional.
Okay.
No, he plays his role within the team, and what that role is, it, you know, depends on how we play the game we want to play. And that's just the game. Start of the game is an arm wrestle, who's winning it, who's losing it, and we'll make some adjustments out of that.
Ken, you mentioned
I'm not disappointed. I am for Matthew that he's injured. I'm sorry, but I'm not disappointed. But obviously, it's the first I've heard of it, so, you know, that makes us, you know, rethink. But they'll have a ruck. They'll have a, you know, what we showed last week. You lose something, you replace it with something else. You don't lose the whole lot. You know, they don't lose a player. They don't play with 21 left, you know, on the ground. They'll play with 22, and they'll have a ruck. May not be as, you know, quite as good as Matthew Cruiser, perhaps. I don't know.
It's a significant round.
Oh, it's tribal football, isn't it? It's warrior like. It's for us in a, you know I've said it before at Anzac Day. In our sense, it's our wartime a little bit, but we know it's nothing like what the diggers and the people have had to work through in their time. But we like to respect it and honour it as best we possibly can. And if by us playing a combative game of football gives the day some little bit more, you know, significance, I don't think that has much to do with it. But I think if we can actually honour it the right way, we're proud as a football club to be leading the round off on Friday night.
Okay, how nice is it to see Jason preach?
Yeah, it is good. We just we had a look at his highlights tape in there, and he was a skinny little shit at sometimes. But he was, I said to him before the tape, but it'd be nice to, I hope they show the whole of Jasper through this tape, you know, and that's the mistakes, you know, that's the great highlights as well. It's because Jasper wouldn't be Jasper if he hadn't made some of those mistakes along the way. Really proud of him, as you are of any of your players when they have highlights and those types of milestone games are significant for them, but most significant for him will be to win tomorrow night.
Do you like the way in which every time he does make one of those mistakes and those phone calls on the top of the room that he just goes out there as if he hasn't made it, just gets on with it again?
The phone calls have got clearer though. They've got really clear now. It's like, I know, mate, it's all good. So we're on the same page.
What about his response when he does make a mistake?
I don't think he does now. I think he's a pretty strong, reliable, dependable defender, and that's what I love about him now. He's built his game. You know, he's had some interruptions early in his career with injuries, and, you know, he's like any young player. They've learnt and trialled and explored and experimented, but he now knows what works for him, and, you know, he liked to think that he's a really reliable defender first.
Ken, you caught everyone in towards the end of that session, and, you know, it looked like he had a bit of a grin on your face. What did you say when you brought him in? Because it seemed like they were pretty energetic and up and about, and the mood sort of simmered a bit after that.
I said, train well, because it's about to rain, so we better get out of here in a hurry. So that's basically it. No, it was about something we wanted to do with the ball. And, you know, look, we, as a footy club, we are in a pretty good spot with what we're trying to achieve, and we understand that we're, you know, we've got a long way to go, but we're not going to get disrupted by winning and losing too much. We're going to stay on task and on the path that we want to go on, and that's important. And when we see any opportunity at training, that's what I do. I make sure I recognise that.
Last time you were favourite at the Adelaide Overton Belt at Fremantle, is there, you know, does desire to sort of make another statement given you're going?
No, desire to win, that's all. You know, and that's like every game we go in, we had the same desire. Last week we went up to Canberra to try and win and we didn't do that. So this week we come here again, home, and hopefully all the Port people turn up again and they make it loud and noisy because it does scare people. And if we can do that, we hopefully come away with a win. I don't care how close it is. You know, obviously the bigger the margin, the more relaxed I can get in the coach's box, but that doesn't normally happen in AFL football. We just want to win.
Can we know the Power's stance on the China thing? We had a release after KT's comments the other day. Did you ever think when the club signed up to go to China that this would even be something that you'd have to consider?
No, I'm just happy to turn up and play football and win 4 points. That's all. I don't care where it is and when it is. We respect what the club's doing and we understand that there's a little bit of a different challenge now being thrown in the way, but we'll be right.
Did you ever think that time you were at Gold Coast you were in a nuclear freezer? Terrible, safer than anywhere else.
Yeah. I wasn't sure about it, Roach, but now that you say it, maybe it was. All good?
Yeah.
Thanks.